Usually this time of year, I'll have my Dear Santa list. I'll give it to my two granddaughters to try to get it to Santa Claus somehow. But quite honestly, this year, I'm just truly thankful for this 2015 Kansas City Chiefs team. I'm not supposed to have favorite players, but I've had some in my 22 years as the voice of the Chiefs. But this 2015 Chiefs team, there's a lot to love about them. The Eric Berry story, coming back from cancer. Some thought he may not even survive it. Not only is he back, he's playing at a Pro Bowl level. And Derrick Johnson, with that Achilles injury to open up the 2014 season, I was choking back tears in the broadcast booth, thinking he's so close to breaking the all-time Chiefs record, he may never play again. Well, he's been awesome this year. He's playing some of the best football of his career. He has exactly 100 tackles, an eighth time that he's had a triple-digit single-season tackle total. And yes, he is the all-time Chiefs tackler. Alex Smith has shown incredible courage, 16 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. The Chiefs are eclipsed only by the undefeated Carolina Panthers in the giveaway-takeaway ratio. Not only are they taking the ball away, all the Chiefs, they're scoring off those takeaways, second to the Panthers in takeaway points scored. 6 defensive touchdowns. Offensively, without Jamal Charles and the last couple of weeks, without Justin Houston, arguably their two best players on either side of the ball, players continue to show up and show incredible courage and resolve to keep this team winning. No team in NFL history has started 1-5 and won 8 straight games. And it sets up 2 potentially incredible home games, starting with this Cleveland Browns game. If you have the opportunity to be at the stadium, I would encourage you to join me there. Here comes Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns are coming to town. But this 2015 Chiefs team needs our support. You know what? They've earned our support as much as any team I've ever been around.